Welcome to the Midday for Wednesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, two of the great pillars of classical music at this time of year are Handel's Messiah and Bach's Christmas Oratorio, and the Bach is going to be performed a couple of times in the next several days by the Wisconsin Chamber Choir, concerts in Madison and in Whitewater. The Madison concert is at 7:30 in Luther Memorial Church, and the one in Whitewater is at 3 o'clock. That's Sunday, December 16th, and that will take place, as I mentioned, in Whitewater, and their longtime director, Robert Gerenbach, can give us some details further. Welcome.
Thank you.
So the one in Whitewater, which got cut off of my page here, is happening where?
It's at Young Auditorium on the Whitewater campus. If you get to Whitewater, you can't miss the auditorium.
Well, good. That's nice, simple directions. No GPS necessary for that. And both of these performances will be accompanied by?
We have our full orchestra, which we've called Symphonia Sacra for a few years, and it's made up of players from the Madison Symphony and Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra and Madison Bach musicians. And we're excited for this particular concert because we have some well-known principal players, including John Ailey on piccolo trumpet, which is featured heavily in this work, and Mark Fink on oboe and oboe d'amore, and the orchestra is led by Leanne League on violin.
Sure, a prominent member also of the string community around these parts. And being Bach, of course, all of it is spectacular, and it gets off on the right foot, though, to say the least.
Yeah, the opening chorus is particularly festive. It features trumpets and timpani, and then all the instruments, flutes, oboes, and strings. And the interesting sort of backstory with this particular movement, as well as several others in the Christmas Oratorio, is that it was originally written with other words. It was originally from a cantata for the birthday of Queen Maria Josepha, that Bach had written the year before. And the original words for that secular version of the music are, "Sound, you drums, ring out trumpets, resonant strings, fill the air, long live the queen," and so forth. So when Bach repurposed that music in the Christmas Oratorio, the names of the instruments went away, and it talks about praising the day of Christmas and rejoicing in a more general way. But the instruments are all still there. So you hear it begins with a timpani solo, which is unusual for Bach's music. And then the trumpets have an important part, and later the strings, and so on.
And here we go. This will give you some idea of what those performances will sound like. This is the opening chorus from Bach's Christmas Oratorio and a performance from Collegium Vocale Gent.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that's just the beginning of the Christmas Oratorio by Johann Sebastian Bach, and Collegium Vocale Gent was the performing unit there, but it's going to be performed in its entirety twice by the Wisconsin Chamber Choir, led by Robert Karenbeck, and it's going to be performed in Madison this Friday night at 7:30 at Luther Memorial Church, and then at 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon in Whitewater, and you can find out more about that at the Wisconsin Chamber Choir website. Probably can even get tickets there, too. Now, before you take off, Bob, because I know you have a lot of work ahead of you in the next couple of days, your singers, your vocalists for this?
Probably. Yeah, so I'll just highlight a couple of our soloists. First, Rachel Wood is our alto soloist, and she's one of my colleagues at UW-Whitewater, but has done a lot of singing with Madison Bach musicians and others here in Madison. And the alto arias are just very moving pieces in this Christmas oratorio, because the alto voice sort of represents the voice of Mary in the story. So Bach wrote some really poignant and beautiful and charming music for her. And then our tenor is Wesley Dunnigan, who was actually a last-minute replacement because our other tenor had a family illness that he had to attend to. But Wesley has stepped in at the last minute and is doing a fantastic job as the evangelist or the narrator, which is a very demanding tenor part, and he'll be singing some fun, upbeat tenor arias as well.
All right, so look forward for those performances of Bach's great Christmas oratorio from the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra, or the Wisconsin Chamber Choir, plus their own orchestra. And you can enjoy that and settle that much further into the holidays.
Yes, I recommend getting tickets early for the Madison performance.
Popular events. Thanks, Bob, for stopping by and updating us on the latest doings of the Wisconsin Chamber Choir.
Thank you for having me.